Israelis and Palestinians are debating a new unofficial plan to create an independent Palestinian state alongside Israel. But at the same time, some people are beginning to believe that a viable Palestinian state is no longer possible. They're calling for a more radical solution, a single binational state for both Israelis and Palestinians. The proposal causes fear among Israelis determined to protect their country's Jewish majority, but supporters of the idea argue that current Israeli policies in the West Bank are making it more likely. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
On a recent afternoon at Yasser Arafat's compound in Ramallah, Palestinian pro-democracy activist Mustafa Barghouti pondered a question. Have the growth of Jewish settlements and the construction of the new barrier project pushing into the West Bank made a two-state solution all but impossible? Barghouti said he's still a believer in an independent Palestine, but he has his doubts.
We have worked so hard to get the consensus of the world to have a free, democratic, sovereign Palestinian state. Giving it up now is a big mistake. But I must say, if Israel continues to destroy the physical possibility of the establishment of an independent Palestinian state, then yes, our fallback position will be binational state. Both ways we will win.
Under the binational concept, there would not be a state of Israel and a state of Palestine living side by side in peace and security, to quote President Bush's stated goal. Instead, there would be one state from the Jordan River to the Mediterranean, with Israelis and Palestinians living under a single government. Similar proposals were floated in the 1930s, but those raising it now are in effect warning Israel that if Palestinians have to give up their dream of an independent state, the result could be a single state in which Jews would quickly become a minority. Palestinian mapping and survey specialist Khalil Tufakci says the evidence against a viable Palestinian state is growing all the time. In the eastern part of the West Bank, agricultural and grazing lands are closed by Israel for security reasons. To the west, vital water aquifers are under Israeli control. Add in additional building at Jewish settlements and the barrier project now going up, and Tufakci says it's hard to see where a viable Palestinian state could fit.
I know that, and everybody knows that now. The Israel, they don't need any state for Palestine. The future will be Israel in the east, Israel in west.
But the alternative, a single state charged with protecting the civil and human rights of its Jewish, Muslim, and Christian citizens, is seen as a cultural death sentence by a large swath of the Jewish Israeli public, from the left to the right. For many Israelis, all the actions in the occupied territories are, in one way or another, responses to Palestinian terrorist attacks. But for those with an eye toward the future, the biggest threat to Israel is not the suicide bomber, but the maternity ward. In Israel and the Palestinian territories, Israeli demographers predict that Palestinians will be a majority by 2010. Thus, if a binational state were created, Palestinians could quickly be in charge. On the Israeli right, Haifa University professor Arnon Sofer has been sounding the alarm about the demographic threat for years.
We are simply committing suicide. And as long as we will postpone a solution, we will hear more and more that this is a new apartheid state, a minority is ruling the majority, which I think that this is exactly the situation.
On the Israeli left, there are new signs of life these days, thanks to former Cabinet Minister Yossi Beilin's unofficial peace plan known as the Geneva Accord. Beilin is a stalwart of the two-state solution, but like many Israeli liberals, he's also completely committed to the Zionist ideal of a homeland for the Jewish people. To Beilin, that means a Jewish majority in Israel, which would be highly unlikely under a binational state.
Why should Jews be in Israel if they don't have any majority and not a prospect for majority? Because this is the only place in the world where Jewish culture, the Jewish values are dominating the scene. To be a minority in a country which is Muslim or Arab or Palestinian-led is not the dream of my life, I must admit.
Advocates of a binational state argue that Jewish culture could be protected under a Palestinian majority, but that's not a theory many Israelis are eager to test. Some Palestinians and left-wing Israelis believe the prospect or the threat of a binational state should be a powerful incentive for Israelis to support a viable Palestinian state. But veteran peace activist Uri Avneri warns of another possibility, that striking at deep-seated Israeli fears of losing their majority could spur the hawks on the Israeli right to even more extreme measures to marginalize the Palestinians. For now, polls show that two independent states are still the preferred solution if the result would be an end to bloodshed. But Prime Minister Sharon says the quiet must come before any diplomatic moves, and current policies in the West Bank, including the barrier project and settlement construction, will continue. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.